Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. 100 years ago, the high end of technology on planet Earth was aviation. The bomber always gets through. The Soviets crashed into aviation by sending out an espionage ring that eventually developed skill sets that gave it the atomic bomb and the B-29. But it started simply to compete with monoplanes in 1930. That was then. This is now. I welcome my friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We're discussing the high end in the contest, espionage, money, investment, geopolitics. The high end, what is the equivalent of aviation in 2025? Headline, Financial Times. NVIDIA chief announces major Taiwan chip investments. Jensen Huang, an American citizen, reveals plans for a new Taipei base, an AI supercomputer, as he stresses Ireland's global importance. Gordon, I want to start with good news. This looks like the big dogs are getting together here. It isn't just Taiwan being isolated because of TSMC, what that would do to our economy. But Jensen Huang, who runs the outfit that produces the highest-end chip, the one that right now China doesn't have access to legally, looks like he's investing the trillions that are pouring in over the next 10 years to his organization into Taiwan. Is it fair to say this is all moving in a good direction? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And yes, NVIDIA, basing its global headquarters, the international operations in Taiwan, is a real commitment to that island. And it increases the importance of Taiwan to the United States, which increases the chances that the United States would defend Taiwan in an invasion by China. Really, what we're seeing right now is Taiwan being recognized for what it is, one of the most vibrant and important societies on Earth. And I'm so happy that NVIDIA has done this, which brings this to our attention.
We go to the Gulf, the president's embassy in the Gulf these last days, major headlines in all directions. The one we're focusing on is the intention, so-called, by Riyadh, led by the Crown Prince, MBS, to build a world-scale AI center, education, chip-making, supercomputers, data centers, in the Gulf, primarily in Saudi Arabia, but the UAE and Qatar are part of the story in the Gulf. So is Oman and other entities near at hand, such as Jordan. Gordon, is this good news? What are the reservations? What are the positives about building the same scale of operation with the high end in the Gulf?
I think this is good news. Now, people are concerned that AI might gravitate towards the Persian Gulf and compete with the United States, but we're going to be competing with the world anyway. The other concern is that the region has, especially in the last few years, been balancing its relationships with the United States with increased ties with China. And of course, there is the worry that NVIDIA chips will be find their way into China through the Gulf. I guess I'm a little bit less concerned about that because there's a balancing consideration. And that is, the United States has had a very tough, very rocky relations with Riyadh during the Biden years. Biden in 2020 campaigned on making Saudi Arabia a pariah over the death of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. It was a gruesome murder. But the question was, should American policy for Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf focused on that one individual? And what President Trump did with his tour through the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar last week, was he said the United States is going to reaffirm its commitment to the region, which we've had since 1945, established by Franklin Roosevelt. So I think this is important for us. This is an important region. We need to solidify our relations there. We need to box out the Chinese. We need to intimidate Iran, which is what President Trump did last week. So I see this moving in the right direction.
Belt and Road is the beginning of this story, and we watched it for many years spread from state to state around the world. And my memory, this is during the end of the Obama administration, all during Mr. Trump's administration and during Mr. Biden's administration, Belt and Road wasn't competitive in any fashion except for the fact that the U.S. wasn't on the field. I mean, they were building inferior products. I'm looking at the dam they built in Ecuador that continues to crack and damage the ecosystem. In addition, it doesn't produce any energy and they owe money on it. But there are other, there are railroads, there are bridges, there are ports. We know the list is endless. Belt and Road was a complete waste of money, and it was shamelessly done to bribe the apparatus of the states. However, the U.S. didn't show up, is my memory, Gordon. Are we showing up now? Has there been a change in Washington?
We are showing up, and it is, it's a different type of competition with China than we had during the Biden years. Biden was a multilateralist. He tried to enlist America's allies and friends in the competition with China. He was only somewhat successful, clearly not as successful as we need to be. Trump's approach is the United States is going to go out and do it. I think that the Trump approach will be more successful. We are seeing this, for instance, in the Middle East. We're seeing this in Panama and in other places as well. So I think that essentially the U.S. is on the right path. It's going to be very difficult, but we're going and making progress.
The Chip Security Act calls for the Commerce Department to require location verification for advanced AI chips and enforce mandatory reporting by chip makers. That means whoever our private enterprises sell to are going to be watched by U.S. Recommendation, U.S. apparatus, U.S. surveillance. Do we trust that, Gordon? Is that adequate given China's skill set?
It's not adequate, but certainly the location verification is important. We have had, there have been a lot of NVIDIA high-end chips that have ended up in China. We've known this has been going on. Singapore is a culprit. Singapore is a large purchaser, has been a large purchaser of those high-end chips, but it has no data centers, which is a real warning sign. We're going to be much more effective in terms of tracking down chips. We won't be entirely effective, but that's not possible in today's world. We're going to do what's necessary, though. And so I'm glad that, we are enlisting allies and partners. We need to win the Gulf back from China. We're doing that. And so, yeah, there will be some slippage of chips to China through the Gulf, but I think a lot less than people fear.
And you're unusually positive today, Gordon. You feeling okay?
John, yes. Well, you haven't asked me the questions on where I feel the Trump administration is falling down.
No. Another time.
Another time.
We're going to stay with the positive. Gordon Chang, my dear friend, the Gulf, we're on the field. That's a positive.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.